Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Agad 2, by Paul St. John, California, USA. In July 2003, I hit what I thought was my lowest point. I hadn't been able to find a good-paying job in the film industry for many months, and finally had to settle for a costume warehouse job with a weekly take-home check of $547.39. If I had only myself to support, I could manage, but I had a wife, 5 children, and 2 mortgages. We maxed out our credit cards buying groceries and gas, spent our savings, and even used our children's savings account, and were still 2 months behind on our first mortgage and 1 on our second. I admit to thinking that if I died, at least the insurance money would pay off our debts. We had eaten the last of our pasta and rice and cooked the last meat from the freezer. Except for a couple of cans of corned beef and a few eggs, we had no food. With my 3rd paycheck, I planned to buy a 50-pound bag of rice and some eggs to get us by for a while. If I could save $500 a week, I would be able to pay 1 month of the first mortgage. An hour after I got that paycheck, my wife called to say our water had been turned off. I called the water department asking to pay $50 a week until the full amount was paid. They said no. We had to pay the full amount plus a $50 reconnect fee. After that, I had just over $200 from that paycheck. Tess, one of my co-workers, noticed I wasn't in my usual good mood and asked about it. I told her everything, about running out of food, possibly losing our house, having the water shut off, and being unable to afford anything for my son's birthday a few days later. She gave me a hug and told me to keep believing that all would turn out for the better. In the parking lot the next day, Tess handed me an envelope that she said was from her boyfriend Rob. I asked what it was, and she said, "I don't know, he wouldn't tell me." Once inside the warehouse, I opened it. Inside was another envelope with a note that said, "Paul, I was a dad too. No returns. Rob." That envelope contained $350 in cash. "I can't accept this," I thought. "I've never even met Rob." Moreover, I knew that Rob and Tess were having a hard time also. The film industry was in a depression, and Rob was only working about 5 days a month. Even so, he opened his heart and wallet to us. Between my tax rebate, my paycheck, and Rob's gift, I was able to pay another month of the mortgage. I didn't know what would happen next, but I vowed to do what Tess advised and keep believing. Thank you, Rob and Tess. You are shining beacons of kindness.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.